Chapter 7. Amy Lawrence was proud and glad, and she tried to make Tom see it in her face, but he wouldn't look. She wondered. Then she was just a grain troubled. Next day dim suspicion came and went, came again. She watched. A furtive glance told her worlds, and then her heart broke, and she was jealous, and angry, and the tears came, and she hated everybody. Tom most of all, she thought. Tom was introduced to the judge, but his tongue was tied, his breath would hardly come, his heart quaked, partly because of the awful greatness of the man, but mainly because he was her parent. He would have liked to fall down and worship him, if it were in the dark. The judge put his hand on Tom's head, and called him a fine little man, and asked him what his name was. The boy stammered, gasped, and got it out. Tom. Oh, no, not Tom, it is Thomas. Ah, that's it. I thought there was more to it, maybe. That's very well. But you've another one, I dare say, and you'll tell it to me, won't you? Tell the gentleman your other name, Thomas, said Walters, and say sir. You mustn't forget your manners. Thomas Sawyer, sir. That's it. That's a good boy. Fine boy. Fine, manly little fellow. 2,000 verses is a great many, very, very great many. And you never can be sorry for the trouble you took to learn them, for knowledge is worth more than anything there is in the world. It's what makes great men and good men. You will be a great man and a good man yourself, someday, Thomas, and then you will look back and say, it's all owing to the precious Sunday school privileges of my boyhood, it's all owing to my dear teachers that taught me to learn, it's all owing to the good superintendent who encouraged me and watched over me and gave me a beautiful Bible, a splendid elegant Bible to keep and have it all for my own, always, it's all owing to right bringing up. That is what you will say, Thomas, and you wouldn't take any money for those 2,000 verses, no indeed you wouldn't. And now you wouldn't mind telling me, and this lady some of the things you've learned, no, I know you wouldn't, for we are proud of little boys that learn. Now, no doubt you know the names of all the 12 disciples. Won't you tell us the names of the first two that were appointed? Tom was tugging at a buttonhole and looking sheepish. He blushed now, and his eyes fell. Mr. Walters' heart sank within him. He said to himself, it is not possible that the boy can answer the simplest question, why did the judge ask him? Yet he felt obliged to speak up and say, answer the gentleman, Thomas, don't be afraid. Tom still hung fire. Now I know you'll tell me, said the lady. The names of the first two disciples were David and Goliath. Let us draw the curtain of charity over the rest of the scene. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.